Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, June the 6th, the day after the night before. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor, and now I really can say et cetera.
Et cetera. That's one thing you could say.
Yeah. So we'll talk about what happened last night, what didn't happen last night, what happened this morning, because it didn't happen last night.
And what could still happen?
All kinds of things. And hopefully part of that is you staying tuned when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass, but before we do our quote this afternoon, kind of coming off of the election, this one comes from Dwight Eisenhower. The peace we seek, founded upon dissent, I guess it was a little late for me too. The peace we seek, founded upon decent trust and cooperation among nations, can be fortified not by weapons of war, by wheat and cotton, by milk and wool, by meat and timber, and by rice.
Meat.
These are words that translate into every language. So here we are.
No, I was just checking what date, making sure you got the right
6/6/12, yeah. Or, it could have been 6 plus 6 equals 12. I'd still be there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm derailing you.
No. Actually, this is kind of how the last week and a half has gone. Election results throughout the county. Obviously, that's the big thing playing out at the water cooler all day long today. Were you surprised by any of the outcomes of the three supervisorial races?
Two of them, no. I was very confident that Rex was going to do well. I also thought Mark was, going to be the victor in his race. I was not sure. I knew it was going to be close for the race for the second district. And obviously, we see how close it was. So was I surprised? I think I wasn't sure. But this morning, I'm glad I stayed up until 1:30 so I didn't have to wake up in the morning and find out what happened.
We'll be talking about that, too.
Yeah.
I was surprised, frankly, that it was as close as it was. Because I know, as I'm spending more time in Southern Humboldt, I know that there was a dissatisfaction of the apparent lack of independent thought that Clifford exhibited in a number of the key votes, and that he seemed to have alliances with others that didn't necessarily represent the landholders' perspectives and positions in the second district. It was really interesting for me. The first words somebody says about Cliff are very similar to what they say about Jimmy Smith. He's a nice guy. And then there's a comma or an exclamation point, and then the rest of the sentence occurs. So I don't think it was anything personal at all. It was philosophical.
Well, and certain people, were feeling that things weren't being accomplished. And to Estelle's credit, she's been working very hard on issues and got to know... I think people associated her more with Southern Humboldt, but obviously she really spent time in and around Fortuna, and I think that's where the difference actually, was probably made, and it was gradual over time, and it peaked at this period of time, and it's just for us coming in at the board, it's a very exciting time because obviously there's some new blood and some new dynamics. At the same time, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's like, how do we proceed from here?
That was the big thing that Rob and I were talking about last night, as we were focusing a little bit on the county side, is you got the general plan, and depending on who you talk to, it's either a bum's rush, let's get this in before the newly electeds come on board, or it's let's wait and let the new guys make the decision, which with the composition of the board significantly changes after the swearing-in ceremony.
This is true.
And that was one of the big key issues that Estelle ran on, was how mixed up the general plan was. Okay. So she's not going to be tickled with it. So that could swing the vote from a yes to a no. What kind of sense do you have? Is the rush on to push this thing through, or is there a recognition similar to what Fortuna has got with the city council too, is that you want to wait until the new guys come on board. If that's their budget, they need to have a piece of it. If this is their general plan, they really need to have some ability to stand behind the document instead of going out and whipping it up, you know, second day they're in the chair and saying that we have to relook at this thing again and causing all that, I guess dissension would be a good word.
Well, let me see. Since 2:30 this morning, when I actually went to sleep, and 5:30 when I got up, I've thought about this a lot, and I don't have the real answer for you right now. I think there's probably going to be a lot of discussion. Perhaps
be in favor of tabling it until the new guys come on?
You know, I have talked a bit with Ryan, just in general, and the concept is there because you do think we've got people coming on board who are definitely invested in this. But at the same time, when they come on board in January, to get up to speed is going to be quite a feat for them. And so when are we actually talking about maybe bringing this forward? And I know for, you know, Ryan and myself, we don't want to have to be talking about the general plan in another year and a half. And so I think we've really got to look. I personally don't think the whole thing is bad. Are there parts that I certainly don't agree with? You bet. And, you know, if we proceed on the current... Go ahead.
I was going to phrase it a little bit differently, but that'll have to be after the break. KINS News and Information Times, 319.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Virginia, as you look at some of the different challenges that are out there, I would think general plan is one of the biggies. Since they have been elected, but they haven't been sworn in,
correct.
Why not talk to Estelle and Rex? And, you know, and if they're for it, right on, let's rock and roll and let's get this thing in. If they have reservations.
Let me give you a real quick, brief overview of the Brown Act. It isn't when you're sworn in. It is actually when you're elected. So as
so
an
you
instance,
can't poll?
No.
Or the board, not you individually.
No, I could meet individually. Right. We can't do it.
In session and ask? Are you in favor of?
You could do that
not?
In session, but you wouldn't have them in session.
Sure.
Unless you brought them in
members
as a guest.
Members of the community?
Well, and that could actually
I wasn't
be a discussion.
Intimating breaking federal or state law. Come on.
No, but most people don't know that Brown Act applies right as soon as you're elected. I didn't know that. a long time.
But obviously they can't vote until then. But I would think that a prudent thing would be to include them. And it would also serve notice if they were in favor of it, then those who were in opposition really don't have a foot to stand on. But if they both are in opposition and there's a general feeling of others that that might also be something to stand back and wait on, then it really puts those trying to push it through on notice also that this is not the way to play the game.
Well, you know, actually a great opportunity for that would most likely be on the 12th next week, or maybe the 18th, because that is when we're going to talk about the process. My husband hates that word. It is an overused word. And that would be a perfect time for them to be there so we can ask their opinion. It's a public setting. So that would be an option versus trying to, it's really sticky territory when you do talk about the Brown Act.
You don't need to do
right.
The dance.
No, that's that one would be, you know, definitely an idea.
Possibly plausible Papstein idea.
Probably, yeah.
You probably don't want to state it quite that way when you're talking to everybody.
And, you know, and actually when we're in agenda review, could very well be something that we talk about, you know, the chair and vice chair and, you know, CAO, we do consider these types of things. So that might, I'll even give you credit for that.
Really?
Well.
Yeah, no, that'll probably tank it.
I'll put some kind of code name to it.
Yeah. Aaron. Call it Aaron.
Code file Aaron.
Aaron. And then it'll fly through. Oh, gee.
I don't know if he wants that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he does either. So as you look at the overall with the election results, the composition of the board will change. Was there a message that you heard for what the results were within the county for the elected positions?
Oh, I wouldn't say overwhelming message, because I think if it, you know, there could have been, how do I put that? I think Rex's being elected wasn't necessarily, you know, a message that something's being done wrong. Obviously, we're bringing somebody new on, so it was just, you know, this is the person we feel is right for the job. The second district, I think there could definitely be a few messages in there that perhaps there are some issues that haven't been listened to or addressed, and I think Estelle represented a lot of those issues. So in that respect, I do believe there's going to be a larger emphasis on, you know, some of the issues, like,
or perhaps a reshifting of priority.
Well, and that's what it is, and, you know, new boards come on and you shift priorities all the time, and that's what's so hard for a staff, is because your bosses change. Right now, the supervisor with the longest experience on the board has only been there 4 years. And if you think about it, it's a very young board.
You mean after Jimmy's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's going to be a very young board. And the priorities may be shifting, but the fact is we all have to learn how to work together first before we can make anything happen, no matter what direction.
So does anybody remember Loretta?
We miss Loretta.
It's almost getting to that point, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, thankfully she comes in and visits us, and she looks like she's really enjoying retirement.
Yeah, imagine that.
No, but you're right. I mean, it's been a bit of a revolving door, and that makes it really hard on staff, and it makes it hard to follow a certain direction, because when two new folks come in, like when Ryan and I came in, there were different priorities, and the ship's been turning slowly. Now, does this mean the ship gets to turn a little more quickly? Stay tuned.
Or a new navigator. Really quick, what impact do you think this has on the restructured planning and building department? Do you see that there's any influence on the decision for who ends up and what that final department looks like?
Right now, I don't. If you watched yesterday's meeting, we've got a pretty...
I work during the day.
Oh, well, I can tell you. What we've ended up doing is economic development portion is going in under the CAO's office. Housing for the interim period will be there. You know, natural resources into public works. I think it's going to work just fine.
It's 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:34. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor and Democratic Central Committee member, Virginia Bass. You surprised?
Yes.
Pleased? Excited? Or?
Well, mixed emotions.
Okay.
You know, I talked to a lot of folks about this recently, and they were wondering, why did you want to do this? And, you know, my answer is, like, I'm sure you've experienced, I'd attended 3 years worth of meetings and felt very frustrated because I saw things, the membership didn't represent the folks in the community that I think are more moderate, or I guess you could say centrist, and felt that I wasn't represented. But at the same time realized that I can't.
Did the Republicans represent your position better?
Well, no, not on many levels. That too, and I think it's just central committees in general and communities have tended to be kind of far to the extreme and not necessarily. I really think that we've got to get to a point in communities, whether you want to talk big, like, you know, as in country or just even locally, we're not all really that far apart, and that's you know what my focus is bringing things more towards the middle, just because I think it represents people more accurately. And you know, if you're going to complain about something, you better be willing to change it. And that's
so you're
why
you're
I
comfortable
did.
With winning.
Yeah,
because one of the things I think a lot of people overlook is that up through the county positions, they're nonpartisans.
They're nonpartisan.
Now, we all have our conjectures.
Well, and you'll
of
have
who
a,
is what and why and where, but.
Well, and everyone has an initial by their name, but it doesn't necessarily represent them to the totality of who they are.
So, yeah, there shouldn't be a response, but I had blowback for you, too. People are going, what in the world is. What? Huh?
Hey, I am trying
so
to bring the world. Yeah, no,
yeah.
It is, and
I know,
I'm trying to bring
place.
Us all
yeah,
together.
Yeah, okay.
But in you know,
do we have a little Michael row your boat ashore? We can put in the background here.
No, with the okay. Kumbaya. Do we have the Kumbaya?
No, I thought everybody working together.
Oh, that too.
Rowing
okay.
the boat,
and then we
yeah.
get to the Kumbaya.
And then you know when you made your reference about turning the boat.
There
now
you
we're
go.
We're all rowing together to turn the boat. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been an interesting process, and I'm still the person I've always been, and I still have the same beliefs I always have. And it's unfortunate when you do get defined by an initial by your name. So, because you're right, local politics is nonpartisan, so I am who I am. And people
no, that's
are,
Popeye.
You're right. I am who I am. I'm not eating my spinach this morning.
There you go. There you go. Let's move on to the well, as you said, Matt loves the process of last night.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
it took too long.
It goes back, and I can remember Jerry Partain, well, when Paul Kirk was his first midterm non-election cycle, and Jerry and I sitting here, and it had just been after Don Michael had stepped down, and we were going from hand ballots to electronic, and boy, this was going to be great, wonderful, whiz-bang. And since then, I don't know. I mean, Don averaged about 10-15, and it was done. And I can remember there used to be ballot battles would Del Norte County be completed before Humboldt County,
yeah,
or vice versa, and we both would go 1-2 in the state. It's been, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
It hasn't happened. It becomes predictably not there, and then it becomes frustrating not there, and now either it's an acceptance of mediocrity or nobody's hacked off enough to worry about it. Even I shared with a couple guys, we were listening last night in the 10 o'clock CBS news. So the polls have been closed for 2 hours here. They had learned in Wisconsin that this razor-thin recall went really wide in 2 hours. In California, they had 12% reporting. And the CBS guy, who certainly isn't from a perspective where a lot of us come from, said, and in California, after 2 hours since the polls have closed, just 12% have reported.
Didn't sound.
At that point, we were still at 0%. 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
That's what we were noticing, is none of this stuff was coming in from the second district. You know, Aaron and I were talking before you came in the room.
Oh, the prep show.
But
we really have to run those on the air, at least put them on the website.
You know, some of it I can, you know, there is a travel distance for some of the returns, but seemed last night was the longest I've waited to get the second set of returns. And then last night, you know, having to stay up till 1 o'clock to get the final seemed longer than usual. Was it because there were, you know, eight different ballots? Are there issues? And
isn't this electronic? You jack it in.
Well, yeah.
And the computer counts it instead of you and me and
humans,
everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be really interested. Right now, I'm sure if we called Carolyn Cernich, hopefully she's getting a little bit of rest today. But I think the
somebody's
community
stand
is very
up and
confused.
Say, what's
yeah,
going
why
on
is
take
why is it taking so long? It is odd that the entire state of California was taking long, and was part of that the fact that there was the open primary? I mean, there was 23 people running for Senate
it's
or something.
23 fields instead of four.
But you'd think it would pick up, you know, if it's computers.
I've been told can count to 24.
They can do multiple functions even. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I was frustrated, and, you know, the newspaper wasn't even able. They couldn't. Their deadline was
well,
2 hours beforehand.
We had a little blowback about, you know, how come you guys only stayed till 10:30?
There was nothing you could report.
Yeah, we ran out of stuff, and there was no indication that anything was going to change. And even in the old days when things were really, 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 really tight, we wouldn't have been here for the final.
You know, we headed home about midnight, and we went by the elections office, and there was at least two vehicles there with the flashing lights that were still unloading stuff. So did that mean that there were areas where there were problems? I mean, it's all conjecture right now.
Then report 95% of the precincts.
Yeah, you mean not just
out.
23 or so? No,
KINS,
I agree.
News and Information. Good. KINS, News and Information time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. So, Virginia, after everything's kind of looked at, tabulated, we still, you know, the extra tax for vehicle licenses to get the abandoned cars, great.
But it's not an extra tax. It's only a tax we've already had. No.
Isn't it?
It's an existing.
It didn't say extending.
Well, what it was the tax was an existing tax, it was an existing fee, but after Proposition 218, it then fit the definition of a tax, which means you had to go out to the vote of the public versus a fee.
So this is just maintaining what was?
But there's so many convoluted. The state, we had to actually pay money because the state, you know, the DMV, you know, let's just say it was a bunch of convoluted thing caused by
We'll spot
a series
you.
Of events.
Okay, but it's an extension of what was.
It is.
Fair enough, okay.
And
it passed real strongly.
Very strongly, and I think it's been a great service. You want those abandoned vehicles taken off the road, there's a cost to it, and this has been a way to help defray. And there's still...
Can we do the same thing with abandoned houses?
Well, you know, might have to go through a process.
Just a thought. Seeing a lot of those lawns and formerly occupied homes really looking ratty, and
it's
what true. What do you see is going to be the fallout of the delay of the count? Is this a grand jury level thing?
I don't think it's rising to that level. I certainly think there'll be questions and saying, if we keep getting an improved system, is this what we're looking at for improved system?
Well, how many millions of dollars have been invested in these systems in the last 4 to 6 years?
Quite a bit. And the other, we still don't know how were there problems with the machines and how long is it going to take to certify the election? That's another thing.
Well,
I think
the end
that
of the month,
actually.
Right?
It's supposed to be, there's a ending period, like 30 days, and I think that's may get people a little more agitated than just waiting longer to hear the election night results.
Well, if there's not that much movement.
Yeah.
Okay, but there seems to be the need of some accountability to be built in, and timeliness being part of that accountability, that it just, it's not fair to the candidates, and it's not fair to the community.
No, believe me, these bags under my eyes, aren't there because I found out early results and I stayed up waiting.
I thought that wasn't anxiety. Those aren't anxiety bags. Those are tired bags.
Yeah,
Now she's contemplating.
The first,
I think it's time to wrap the show up. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You betcha. We've been talking shop with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.
It's funny.